Questions 4 to 6 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Today's arts report is on Dan Parker of the American Indian Dance Theater. Mr. Parker, I understand your troupe performs traditional music and dance from many different Native American cultures. Can you give us some ideas of some of the dances you'll be doing in the performance tonight?
Certainly. We'll be doing one U.S. award dance. Originally, it was a story-telling device to recount battles. Another is the grass dance performed by the Plains Indians, where they actually flatten tall field grass to prepare for a ceremony.
Since your dancers are from many different tribes, how can you be sure the dances are done correctly?
Everything we do has been approved by the elders of our tribes. That's partly because we don't necessarily know each other's styles of dances. But it's also because it's hard to complete agreement, even within the same tribe, about exactly how the dance should be done.
Anyone who attends one of your performances will notice that your company goes to a lot of trouble to provide detailed explanations of the origin of the dances, the music, the costumes, and so forth. Could you explain to our listeners why you do these?
Good question. Our explanations show that in our cultures, dance is ritual rather than entertainment. We also want to make it clear to our audience that we are not performing any dances used for sacred ceremonies.